13 minutes.
Okay, this is being recorded. Good, good.
That's the agenda.
We got flags.
Got a flag.
Okay.
Stand for the pledge. Stand for the pledge. If you want. If you can.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Plane flying over up there, too. That was perfect timing, right over the
flag. All right.
Over the flag.
Okay, we'll start with roll call. Mr. Bittman.
Here.
Mr. Sill, Ron.
Here.
Mr. Bruce Sill.
Here.
Heather Buten.
Here.
Jose Rivera.
Here.
Michael Kelleher.
Present.
The troublemaker.
Despite the traffic.
Diane Smith.
Present.
Thank you. We are all members are present.
Well, at least we'll get paid. We're on the roll now.
That's right.
All righty. The additions or deletions tonight's agenda. Is there any additions or deletions to the agenda?
Nope.
No.
I don't know, Dennis. Nope. No. He says no.
Okay. Correspondence. Oh, he's got correspondence.
All right.
That's right. That's out there, right?
All right.
That's Kenny Marcuccio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell him to drive over here and he can just swing in.
He may have one. You know.
Yeah. That's true. Okay, let's do the acceptance of the minutes.
Minutes.
Make a motion we accept the minutes from the previous meeting.
August 12, 2024.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I probably turn on my recorder here too. We're recording there, but this is always a better safe backup.
All in favor? Opposed?
Favor.
Motion carries.
Okay. Public portion.
Anybody from the public that wishes to speak? Anybody from the public that wishes to speak? Anyone from the public who wishes to speak? Hearing none. Moving on. Correspondence. Oh, man, I thought you had one.
Oh. One folder.
Oh, move on.
Ben Marcuccio's here.
All right. If he wasn't fast enough.
Go home.
Unfair? Unfair?
All right. Director's report.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, all right. Can we, are we, like, Dr. Conway was coming today, right? Coming to talk about scheduling of the Tate and Grayson. So, they had requests. Is it okay to talk about? He's not here. So it's really common because it was learned by him that it was mentioned that he was on a board of directors for the group that's looking to come to our facility once a month for the entire school year, which is like maybe 10 times. Don't quote me on the task, but it's a number. Board of directors of what? The name of the group is... it's Partners for Educational Leadership.
That's a private organization?
I believe so. I wish she was here.
We'll find out.
Yeah, I do. I believe so. Now, Doc, I think Doc was a bit miffed because it was said, in fact, it was said to me, it doesn't matter who we are, because I mentioned it to his assistants, that he was on their board of directors, which could interrupt or intervene with ability to charge them or think about charging them. Right? Okay. So that was something that I was hoping that we got to talk about tonight. And if we don't, that's fine, but we will, because these people are hoping to come the entire year. Okay. And they have not started. This is not something we've been doing for 2 years and we're just catching up. No, this is brand new, okay? So they haven't had a meeting. I'm of the impression that we would decide to charge the normal rate, but that we can all participate in that. So Doc was, he wanted to clear his name, so to speak. I wish he was here, because he's not on their board of directors. Okay.
So it's not a conflict of interest.
Not for him.
Okay.
Not for Dr. Conley. Okay. But, you know, I don't have their application with me. It's on my phone. They filled out an application. I don't know what more I could tell you about them. It's an all-day thing. They eat lunch. And they're looking for maybe 10 dates, I believe. Okay. And he's not here. So, I mean, I don't even know how to finish this conversation for me.
Well, it's simple. If you want an 8-hour day, 7-hour day?
Give or take.
I will put each charge with the board of alderman approved, the $500. And
right.
And then that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, but keep in mind now, when they schedule, when they charge each person to attend this event, there's a probably built into that whatever fee it is. I don't know what fee it is per person to go. There's probably a facility fee. Employee, because they don't have that facility.
Right. Yeah.
And they're not offering to lower the price. They get it for free.
All right, I'll tell you what they're telling me. The Derby principals get to go for them. And, okay. So you know.
Who's going to provide the food? Is it something that's going to be done through the Board of Education?
Something.
Right.
Use that offering. It's the, you know, our food service personnel is, but it's not always the case.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm
sometimes
just thinking.
Not that.
Think now, there's your negotiation.
This may be a, negotiations?
No, I mean, the doctor can figure out to get in his street members if he wanted to.
Yeah. Now, listen, these meetings are happening. And the school year will be underway.
Oh.
So the Derby food service system, they'd be taxed. Maybe they can't, because it's not always that. Okay?
That's either
here or there. It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter.
If they want to line up their people to feed everybody, go ahead. But, so I guess he's not making it.
Maybe he's inside.
Wouldn't that be funny?
I guess you need a motion.
Motion on the agenda. It's on the agenda as
discussion of Peyton. That's
discussion.
Right. That's all that discussion. No action then. Well, so then it remains as it is. I mean, the rule is the rule. It's in effect anyway.
I don't even know if you need a motion. Which is,
I don't think
it's just normal.
Right. Yeah. It's all into the classification where you have to.
What I think.
Right. Yeah.
If they want to modify the process, then next meeting, you should call.
Yeah.
Right.
Or you should go to the board of alderman.
Right.
Because if they want a modification with numbers, then they're going to them anyway.
Right.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's up to you to judge what kind of organization is inside.
Yeah, that's
I agree with you.
Yeah.
They want a modification, but keep in mind, in their fee is a facility fee.
Oh, well, right.
There is. Listen, they have an option.
They're going to make more money.
Everybody.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. They want more.
They're going to make more money by just getting it cheap and then charging the same facility for it.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah.
It doesn't make
sense. I'm just saying that we do have a process in which a modification, you know, we interrupted a little bit, can still be pursued. And that's an option. It's not recommended, but it's an option. Okay, so we're not, that's done, right?
Yeah.
I have a question. I'm new to this. When you rent out the facility, who's responsible for the cleanup? And are we the cleanup? And is that like an overtime basis that we pay someone to clean up after someone rents?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So ultimately, yes, it is us because we're there. And if it's not cleaned up, we're going to hear about it. Oftenly, most of the time, when it is the Derby school system personnel providing food, they're very good about taking care of what they did, right? We had one instance in the spring where we had like 8 days. We get real busy from the school in May and early June, the end of the year, and a real lot goes on at the field. And one time they forgot to clean them. But that's, so we're still there. And
yeah, we have our custodians there.
Yes, we're okay. I mean, it's built in to the number. We don't have an argument there. We don't have a fight to pick there so far. They're pretty good about it.
Okay, thank you.
And if it's not them, it's us. Okay. The Little League is.
Thank you.
That's the fall program. Is that another question?
She said, no, she said thank you.
Anyway,
we combined with Antonio for the fall. We did a couple of years ago, and it worked out pretty good. You know, the kids were competitive. They got along. It was, we missed the coaches. We just kept going.
Nothing's changed in all these years.
Trying to get it done, and hopefully it works out. Mm-hmm. And we have problems already, but to be honest with you. And it's not the kids, parents, and the coaches. And I think we have about 25 and some kids playing with us. And the senior, junior, minor, and major, not going to be in the structure of the game. You know, a couple of it's only in the structure of the fact they were with us mainly because kids go to school and do it. And we had a couple out of town with that. We have the choice of either going to the league or the school leagues or the league that went down. So we have a couple of those in the league also. And I think I mentioned last meeting that we actually started with the fall. For the 48 year olds to pick any town they want.
You said 48, Ken?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can
go
play anywhere.
They can go to the league. They have
to go. So the national did pass that.
That's a national. Our town
has to prove it too.
Yeah, we need to go against
some. They could not. They could also not approve it.
Yeah.
We could say we're not doing it. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what's good.
Well,
the options. Well, we do. We're gonna. So let me ask you this:
we don't lose kids. We might lose kids too. A kid might decide to have a shelter and something else.
Are we playing any games in Arizona?
No, we're playing in all of them. We're the host.
There you go.
They have problems with getting the fields and things.
Do they have, and I'm not familiar with Ansonia kids, do they have a little league field in Ansonia? Somewhere?
Yeah, right next to the football field.
Right next to the football.
Oh, Nolan?
Yeah.
That's the only one they have?
I think that's the only one they use now.
Okay.
I think they did have.
There's something up at the East Ansonia. Nature Center.
Yeah.
There's fields up there. I'm not sure about the little league size one. That's their primary is going to them.
They charge the same registration as we do, so they're paying us registration fees. The members get it for the team and then we have to pay for the team.
Okay. Pop Warner starts the weekend from next weekend. They gave schedule with four games on it. I just got it today. I didn't look at it really closely. Not very much to look at, but they haven't started their games.
On your school?
Yeah.
How about their picture? Okay.
Is it high school starts Friday night?
So basically, at our field, we're every night. Okay. Tonight we have a girls' soccer game. We've got a doubleheader of men's softball. We have a pancake breakfast, ziti breakfast, ziti dinner happening tonight. Fundraiser for our school programs. Where's that? The great room. And it's sponsored by our AD, who's not here. That's where she comes.
Supposedly she's got a softball game tonight.
Yeah.
She's in the
softball league. Yeah, you printed it too?
Yeah, so did I.
Here, take a look.
What?
He sent an email.
It was on the email.
I know what's going on.
That's every night. She's playing in the softball championship inning.
Oh, she is.
But that's probably where Doc is.
Be nice, people. Be nice. I thought about it before I said it.
Very good.
We got new windows at our press box of the Bryant Field. Got some negative information concerning our some improvements that we need to know. Negative means expensive, is what I mean. We have to fix our mound, and the prices that are showing up are not good. Not good at all, because it's not there. The money is not there. The new windows at the press box were $6,000. And we actually made a deal to do them about a year and a half ago. But what happens up there is I have $10,000 for Ryan Field improvements that these days doesn't make it hardly at all anywhere.
But, expenses are really
The way they are. So I only have four now, and to fix that mound, I'm minus 10.
So, you might need to eat dinner.
Yeah. Well, something expensive. So that's an issue, and that's going to be an issue from now on. And that facility is the repairs are starting to mount. Not that we're not taking care of it, we are, but they're very expensive, and it requires intervention by us to find the money, because it's not budgeted. It's not enough. We don't budget enough. We went up 4 mils, and we got a budget, but you know what? We're up 10% Parks and Rec, and the city's up 4 mils. I mean, I pay attention to that.
I'm still looking for trade.
They realized, though, the cause of this issue was the spikes, and they're no longer wearing spikes on the baseball.
That's correct.
Okay. They cost us $14,000. That's about a month.
Well, that's the
announcement. It's going to be more because that's just the amount.
Listen, we already changed out the batter's box.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is probably we had an extra pad, so we didn't have to buy one. Thank God. Okay, and if, to be honest with you, we may even have one more. So that was lucky, because judging by the cost of the mound, this is bigger.
Yeah.
It's that whole right side, left side, catchers.
Well, we had damage that was caused for a reason, but that reason now has been eliminated from this point forward.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right. But I am going to say, you're not going to not see wear and tear that. I mean, that is primarily.
Yeah.
Illness.
Yeah.
But it's 5 years old now. So you're going to say
it's 5 years old.
You're going to start soon. And, you know, we've been harping on this for 5 years that we have to put money aside.
You know, listen, everybody, did we ask for a separate account?
Yes.
But we should sure.
I cannot believe that if we turn into them at the end of the fiscal year that is $100,000, we don't get that back. That goes to Grove sewer lines or something else.
Well, it goes to whatever.
That's That
goes. It's going to the general fund.
That's right. Yeah, that's unanticipated income.
In our business for the last 5 years, they're really talking.
Is that built into the tax board's budget, the anticipation of that money coming
no.
in?
No. Yeah. Some of it. I'll tell you.
More
I do know. 65 of it is. They budget, and I'm just using that number because that's the last time I looked. Okay, when we make 100,000, they already spent 65. It's in line items. Okay.
That's the receivables that they're planning.
Yeah, they're thinking this at least 65 is a guarantee. Because this is, if COVID hits us, we get zero.
Yeah.
Because we were at zero for years, four years ago. We go down to nothing.
Right.
But they do budget. And, so in other words, basically you've got to make 65 just to get even with the city. That's just a way of saying it.
Right.
Yeah, well,
okay. Yeah.
Okay, but we right now we're 100, over 100. We did, I've been bragging.
Huh?
No, I handed it in. We don't get any of it. I get a budget. We got a, huh? Mm-hmm. All right. 20% of it was Ryan Field. It really was, which is 15 to 20 grand. Okay, and Ole Soccer paid us $15,000 last year. They played 10 games, $1,500 a game. They paid us that much. And you know I brag about them with running our program for us and paying the money. Well, guess what? They sold their business.
Listen, the money's gone.
It's gone. They're gone. And they sold their business, and they made a lot of money because they were running a good business. And they were good to us. But that's why they got to sell their business. They did. Listen, somebody will be right behind them. I don't know if they'll be as good as them, but these things come. They come.
Yeah.
I ain't worried about it at all. Replacing that money, I'm not.
8 times 5 is 40, right?
Well, listen, I got my recreation.
That's with the board of rent's going to, that company's going to pay to us.
What?
Eight dates, $500 a date, 8 times 4 is 40, 40,000. 4,000. Take a zero off.
But inside,
that's not worth it.
Huh? Somebody's going to pay me. But the orders.
You're talking about private, not that worth it.
No, but.
We're going to do 800,000 the whole semester.
Well, I don't know. Okay. What was I saying? Sorry.
But the money, OA soccer is gone.
Yeah, they're gone.
We were talking about the mound.
Yeah. That's how it started. I'm going to just tell you, we don't have a soccer game. Okay, because if we had, we probably would have played two of them already. Okay, because our recreation receivable is $18,659.75. And it's September 9th. Okay. That's since July 1. We're not making money, but we're not doing as good as we could have really kind of did really good this year. But things get in the way. We still might.
What do we have to do, though, to get that money back into the record? I
mean, so this is what they did. Brian Hall, our new finance director, he put in a request through capital. 50 grand a year for improvements, repairs, improvements. I'm using my words at Ryan Complex. Right? But that hasn't even started yet. And it's $50,000. No, you already got it. Oh, sorry.
Don't miss it.
Hey, nobody's asking, Ken. Nobody's asking about it. But
the thing that we have to put in the money and I think that we have to
Okay, listen, we could all right, I'm gonna tell you anyway. Again, I told you we're up 10% with the budget. In order to satisfy our needs, we should have been up 40%. But you know why I pay taxes too. And our mill rate is ridiculous. And I wasn't gonna hand in a budget that creates a
animosity.
Well, I mean, you know what? Yeah. Now, we in the capital, I have $8,000 requested for clay because we don't have it. I mean, I don't have $8,000 sitting. I get $20,000 for equipment and repairs, maintenance equipment repairs. It's 23 now. That's for a year. That's the line item. Okay. 23,000. I already spent 7 at the community center. All right. That's not, that's at 15 already. Okay. I don't know where this money, it's not really there. Okay. It's not going to be, Ken, honestly, I don't know what to say about that. I don't know what to say about that. Because the money is not, it's a pot of gold that you can't get to because it's not there. All right? And I know. Listen, we're going to get to the signs. And we're gonna, I'm going to tell you the same thing. Because I committed to signs to get started with the signs, which is a $14,000 request. And me and Mike, we're going to buy one of the signs that costs $4,800, and we're going to have Public Works put it in, we hope. And I'm going to tell you right now, don't have it. That was something we wanted to do in early July, and now we found out we can't. But, money. I mean, did you ask me why? Yeah, it's finance.
Who says no?
Well, listen, I can't even pay for the mound. All right, this is what I'm going to say. We have physical safety needs.
Okay.
First.
Priority one, yeah.
Priority one. Cosmetic, second. The signs are signs. Okay, you don't play games on them. You know, the mound is, somebody gets hurt, and they're not mound, it's us. Okay, somebody rips their knee because they land in the hole. It's us. That's just the truth of it. Our physical needs first, and we have them.
Thank
I
you.
Could sit here and get nasty and say, forget the flooring. Why not? We have, you know, 40 years ago, we only played baseball in the spring. Now we do it both, which is fine. What's fine? Everybody. Look, this is really what I might want to, like, say. We pay for one season. You want another one? It's all on you.
And we thought on the time of them, we were doing this about 98% of it. I'm keeping one now. I've been doing this town a lot of years. Okay? I got talked to by Sean Wheeler the other day that nobody should get talked to like that. If I was 10 years younger, I probably would have punched him in the face. And I'm not talking about stuff for myself. This is for the little bit. And I didn't have a chance to talk to you about this yet.
I know it happened.
I didn't want to talk to Lank about it either. But we got, you know, we went from June to now. They didn't have to do anything up there except cut the grass. You know, and they let the grass grow on the infield. Now he complains he can't get, you know, if one of our kids gets hurt on, I mean, the grass is so big on the infield, the dirt part, the kids would get hurt. And then he said, well, we got a $23 million facility down there. I said, I know you do. I said, but that doesn't mean you ignore the 4 to 12-year-olds. He's just an idiot sometimes. You know,
they make it on Friday.
Huh?
They were there today.
I didn't even go up there because
no, that was at Friday. And
I was there today. It's a little sound post. I measured it out. They were cutting grass today. They were there today.
Literally.
Yeah,
because they were supposed to go Friday. Was Friday a rain? Was that the rain for?
I don't
know.
No, I'm not talking about cutting the grass.
I'm talking about the infield.
Infield there.
Yeah, they are supposed to go Friday.
Our coach is being did one
Sunday.
Our coach
is being Sunday.
Okay. All right. Well, they were supposed to go last Friday.
I can't say that.
Sean told me he was going last Friday.
I argued with him.
Okay.
Talk to the boss. It's pretty much what
it is. I didn't want to get him in trouble.
Yeah.
Listen,
you know.
Honestly, Sean, nobody doesn't know about you and Sean's conversation. Because he's doing the same. He's talking about it as a draft. I don't want to get into personnel because we should not.
Yeah, that personnel discussion should be held for executive session.
Yes.
Which we can't do here because the whole world's
yeah.
Satellite picking us up.
Yeah. Okay.
A plane came back.
Not easy. Okay. The expense portion of it. Listen, you really don't know until it starts happening to you where you sit financially. You have more money than last year. Not a lot, but you do. And I'm going to tell you what I believe about running conference. I believe we cannot afford it. But we have it. And I think we're going to pay for it. I think we will pay for it, but we will hurt our citizens to pay for it. And I wish we could. Listen, and some of you've got $2 million set aside for PERF. They're not doing well with their decisions about it. There's people in their town that saying, why are we doing this? We can just go over there. And I say, you can come here. That's it.
Yeah. And they sell it to a private owner?
That's Olson Drive.
Yeah, that's
sell it to a private owner?
I don't think that's what he's talking about.
That's
in a recent bond package they passed, right?
Right.
Yes.
Right. And listen, they can't spend it so far. They have no avenue to spend it. They're arguing. They got people there telling them that they're going to touch the football field, but they're not going to put soccer lanes in. Okay. I mean, but that's real.
Yeah.
I mean, it's football people that are saying it. Are you kidding?
That is, I presented when I was the fire commissioner in 2013-17. I presented four budgets to the tax group. Each budget I presented to them was half of what the budget was from 2000 to 2006. I was up at half of a budget. So for $400,000, I was getting up $220,000. Five firehouses and eight trucks. So I know you what you're talking about.
Okay.
And I said it's only half the budget of that. Because maybe one department is up in half the budget they were 10 years ago. They couldn't do it. I am.
It
falls apart, right?
And you know something? For the most part, we do.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
But it's getting increasingly harder.
Yeah.
And
now, I want to make sure I understand, right? We are basically saying to the city, we're giving you $65,000. And
100.
I know. We're going to make $100,000, but it's into their budget, $65,000.
Right. They take $65,000 before we even
right,
make it.
Right. So what's the feasibility of requesting the $35,000 to go into, you know, what we talked about for a long time? Yeah.
Into our working budget.
I'm going to tell you a little something. Parks and Rec makes money. Parks and Rec hands it in.
We don't see
us guys.
No.
Anywhere.
Right.
Let me ask you a question, not to do with signs or Peyton Park in a great room or the softball field. How much money have we spent on improvements? The Abadola complex.
Since when? I mean, like, give me a time.
The last year.
Yeah, we had no program. We had no men's adult softball at Brad. Okay, we.
So breaking zero down, except for cutting grass.
Well, listen, they're a big chunk of that. Play. Listen, I need.
Yeah.
What Kenny needs in clay, they need twice.
Yeah. And there's still puddles at your side. That's the range of 2 days.
You know what?
Yeah.
We're not going to fix that. That's Bradley School. And
yeah.
The only way to fix that, we need four truckloads of clay, which is $10,000.
Yeah.
And we need a manicure for somebody to do balls with
your. How about this?
The field is us. Right? The field is us.
Yeah.
That's right. It's parks. It's public works.
Well, they cut it. We're the bank.
It belongs to Parks and Rec.
Just a thought. Just a thought. The gratitude engineer. If that field's going to hold water like it always does, but it never lets the water go.
Right.
No matter how much clay you put on, water's going to funnel into your stuff.
That's possible.
If the city engineer, he buys a plan, if the grant, if
So we can't have a plan, can't have to get a grant without a plan. Let's get a plan. Then we'll see the grant lady. How can it hurt? Shooting your guys be the staff, grant lady staff, won't cost us a penny to get the plan. Right? Won't cost us a penny to get a plan. But there's weeds growing through the soccer goalies up there. Soccer goalies. There's weeds growing right through them.
Gravity?
Yes, sir.
So
they don't use it for soccer, right? And I'll say
there's grass coming through both infields are horrible.
Yeah.
But we had no schedule. If I don't have games to scream about, I'm going to scream.
I got the firehouse press. I'm 72 years old. I got the firehouse press.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
But he pays to have his own house done.
I did have my people go over
there. I was going to say, so do I.
Because he has a wife.
And my wife schedules it for me.
See, I do it myself.
Yeah.
I love it. Your mom's on.
That's how we used to do it. It's not the same. I can get into that.
That's Ron.
Code Red.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Code Red.
All right. What else you got for us, guys?
Okay. So, all right. We understand that. Again, my final point about Ryan Cobbett. We probably, as a city, cannot afford what's in store for us. But we will pay it. It'll just hurt. And, again, this Ansonia thing, I'm sorry. I think there's a way to reel them in.
You know the schedule. So you know the
can Ansonia play their home football games at our field? Like that.
Yeah.
Okay? You got 3 nights, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, play 2 games. If you're both at home. Because you probably need to, Derby and Ansonia would play at home probably 3 times the entire year if they decided to come here. And I mean for their entire schedule, and the fee is, you know, 25, 30, I don't know.
Giants just share the same place. Don't play the same weekend.
Mike, I'm a schedule.
They share it, yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy. You can even do their soccer people. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's easy. You just got to get a little creative, and maybe you play at 7:00 instead of 5:00. I don't know. It's a little bit maybe.
Soccer's a spring or fall sport? I don't know.
Well,
it's a fall sport. Okay.
High school was
soccer. I didn't know what it was.
Okay.
You know, make that happen. Yeah. Why not? You make it happen.
Of course, there's people
25,
there.
25 season, 25, 26.
I'm going to say this. See you guys. Parks and Rec and Ansonia is out there.
Yeah.
Okay, because look at what Kenny's doing.
Yeah.
We don't even make it on them.
Yeah.
All right. Youth basketball, if I didn't have Ansonia, we don't have anybody to play. All right. So, in me and their athletic recreation director, honestly, I'm not going to do this, but me and him, 4 years ago, we decided that we had to show them how to do it. The regionalization and the combination that we need to do it so that everybody can see it. And that's what we're doing, to be honest with you. It's a need. We have to do it. But you also need to show people it's not that hard. Okay, that's it.
That's it for your report?
Yeah, positive note.
Yeah.
The playground. We finished it up. And
yeah.
How many kids did we have? Practice.
We registered 130. The only thing happened to me, because I'm like the milkman at the Liberty Ice, and my left knee did not make it. I had to get needles. I was on crutches at the end of the year. And that's because I can't do that.
You know? I get smarter.
Yes. I had myself getting my knee replaced because that's where I go. My head, with my injuries, at my age, with my size, that's where I go. I made out really good. I just got needles. So I thought I was the big trouble. There's still going to be 5 years.
Yeah. Four of them.
Yeah. And I can't deliver the ISO.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I pick these things up. I carry them to you. And it hurt my knee on the way.
Sure.
Yeah. I know. A lot. All right. So, no, listen. It was great. The weather was real tough. Yeah. If it wasn't raining, it was 95.
Yeah.
So it's a little scary. So, you know, and that's why I do the ice, to be honest with you, because you're going to have all the ice that you need every day. Because if somebody's going to dehydrate, likely because we didn't have it. And that's why I take care of them. That's why I got hurt. But anyway.
Well, I don't want you to do that next year. I want you to, next year, you're going to get help. You pick up Kenny on the way up.
Don't you?
I'm going to ride up the pain. And I'm going to knock on Kenny's door.
Stop. We'll grab Mike over at the firehouse. Cut the grass.
When do you do it again? July and August?
6 weeks.
I'll do it. I'll be tired. I'll do it.
Get the free ice at the firehouse and walk across the street.
I'll do it.
Well, this
is what do you get the ice from? What do you get the ice from?
Payton. You don't have an ice machine there?
Payton Park?
Payton and Field.
I thought it was
going to be. If Bradley has a new machine, it's not big enough.
5 days a week. 30 times.
I got these wheelie things that I put the thing on. I wheel it. Sorry, listen, I'm me. You're in tip top shape.
Hand truck is fine, yeah.
But I still got to pick it up. I wheel
you
it.
You had a hard life, though, man. You had a hard life, though.
Nine touches of it, I wheel it. One touch, I pick it up.
I will deliver the ice next year to the playground kids.
All right. It's at work.
Absolutely.
Listen, I actually honestly like doing it. And you will too.
Because it's for kids, right?
6 o'clock in the morning. I don't mind it.
Anyway, what time?
Well, I go at 6.
I get up at 5 o'clock every morning.
Okay.
And I'm retired.
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean,
my favorite
camp starts at 9.
Yeah.
You know, I deliver it sometimes right away. Sometimes I just wait and wait until they're.
No problem. I'll bring that over there.
Okay.
6 weeks. I'll take care of that.
Yeah.
Swimming still going well?
Swimming lessons. Got a little crowd over there tonight. Disruptive crowd. That's why I think. There's a train to leave again.
I see him on both sides. Sit down by where you go into the gym, and on the side, and then down where you go into the pool. All over.
God was there.
No, I see people.
Oh, no.
There's six over here, and there was probably 10
over there. There's lights there? Really?
Doesn't stop.
Completely stopped. What? The difference? Absolutely.
They're all sitting on the wall on the phone.
Well, today there's a tool there that is, this is not ordinary labor. This is, these are not the real bad kids. The bad kids. The game kids.
And
these kids tonight, half of them will be lost. I don't know what that means, but they're not the ordinary spook, the customer people. Ordinary. They're supposed to be anywhere.
You scare the customer.
Well, listen, we got little kids coming in for swim lessons. They walk through a pond, 10 people smoking pot.
Dangerous
crowd here.
All right.
Should have worn a bandana.
What did I do? You're a softball player. How come you're not playing softball?
Thanks, you, dog.
I got to talk to you after the show.
You make a copy of that email from Jen?
What else you got there? Anything else?
How about summarizing that for the meeting?
Yeah.
For her report.
Right. No, he has a report. All right, we gave him the report. Go ahead. Go for Jen. Read off for Jen.
Read off Jen's. Okay. Well, no, don't have to read it for Faye.
This way I didn't have to take off my glasses.
He has to get his glasses
out. I know.
I just carry them all
actually,
the time.
You hold it. I'm good.
No, that doesn't work anymore.
Can you hold it over here, Dad?
No. Okay, I'm just going through, you don't want to hear the I'm sorry. Right?
No.
Right.
Okay. Season has started, high school, middle school. First football game Friday, St. Paul. Okay. Boys and girls soccer and girls volleyball have had games already. With cross country. So, Muzzy, we're at the field house today. We're 5 days, we're every day as far as me and him. By the way, I clean up. But I clean up because it's easier for me to clean up than hire somebody that's with plus my chops to clean up. I'd rather do it myself. Sorry, but that's the truth. I do have somebody in line, but that's not easy, by the way. You got to hire somebody, and then they got to be okay. That's the part that doesn't work. We're covered, but I got to participate. And it's like carrying the ice. I don't mind it at all. I don't mind it at all. And I don't get hurt doing this. So they got this. Ryan Complex is 7 days a week. Okay, for us. Until Thanksgiving. Derby glass, new windows. Turf, she's talking about the turf as well. Okay. You know, I already told you about the bomb. Okay. The net behind the goalposts on the north end of our field is broken. We attempted to raise it for the season because they kicked the extra points into it.
That's kind of going into the concession stand?
Yeah.
Which
one can you use it?
The concession stand's 60 yards away. But they put up the poles and we have the net. Okay? All
right.
Is that mandatory? No. It needs to be repaired. It's not going to be cheap, by the way. And hopefully, I don't think they'll say the net is shot. You know, when we get, we lower it because of the, think about
the weather, yeah.
For sure,
the winter. Yeah.
It'll be climate and you leave it up.
Yeah. It'll never make the winter.
Right.
If you left it up. And it's the same thing over the softball field. We drop it. This one is not coming up. Now, to kick a ball to the concession stand, you should be in the NFL. If you can make it to the concession stand.
I don't know what you mean, right?
It's a far.
Yeah.
They put the poles up and they put this net there. And it's not a bad idea. At the time, it looked like the appropriate thing.
Right.
But there's so much room there. There is. That extra, you know, it's not made.
All right, so we're good with that.
It's not any risk factor for injury, no way. But we got to get to it. And he talks about this. This one. This is her last paragraph. Our football and cheer teams will be giving back to our community by collecting donations at our home games.
Donations for what? Where does the money go?
Which is for the charity. The only ones that have the money is us.
Yeah.
That's a funny thing.
Okay, I don't know.
Community favor?
It costs to get into the park, to watch the game.
Right.
Still does. Okay.
Yeah.
By collecting donations at our home games.
We need to be doing that. We'll authorize.
Listen to this. Each of the 5 home games will be for a different cause. So we might want to intervene.
Yeah.
You know something? I'm going to tell you. Do we eventually want to say, if you're going to have a fundraiser on our property, we got to talk about it.
Sure. Yeah.
But it's whatever they want. I'm not I'm not trying to be like.
No. You might want to just say, when they collect the money, it's being collected by the cheerleaders on the football team, not the recreation department.
Well, no, yeah. I mean,
that's
right anyway.
Well, it's the our football and cheer teams will be giving back to our community by collecting donations.
I mean, if you have a box in front of us,
they're not going around people.
Like, even if it's food donations, that what they're talking about?
I think one said, St. Jude's was one of them, I thought I heard.
Yeah, St. Jude's?
Thank you.
Oh, not
there.
Okay.
It's just the St. Jude's Hospital.
Okay.
Can I just say
something?
Why do we do?
I'd like to know if the Board of Ed's athletic department is aware of this fundraising.
I don't think it's a good idea. The reason why it may not be a good idea, we do it all the time. I mean, I'm going to tell you something. I 32 years, okay? I never ran a fundraiser. I got in this job 32 years ago. I was a probation officer. I don't ask for money. I'm going to make it happen without it. That's what I thought, and that's what I do. But that's not how it is.
Well, what are you going to talk about now?
Yeah. I don't know. Let's figure it out.
You're our agent.
Are you saying that
comfortable with it?
Are you saying that you're the Board of Ed, right, Kenny? They're doing this without Board of Ed for approval?
I've not heard of it. I don't know. I'm not an athletic committee, too.
Okay. So apparently they are.
I'm going to say that they don't think they have to tell anybody except for like whoever stands them.
Yeah.
They don't think there's any like yes or no.
Yeah.
I think it's always yes, and they're just telling us.
Yeah.
But it's
in Derby, can't afford it. I mean, I've got kids in school. There's a lot of their friends that just can't even be in school. That's, thank God.
That's their real day, yeah.
And, you know, and here we are asking for money at our own age.
I love St. Jude's. I donate all the time.
We're just smaller.
I know. I'm trying to be quiet.
Okay. So that's it from her. And that was the last part, was the fundraiser.
That's right.
Okay. And usually, I think this would be, they would get up into the watch.
You might want to check into that Board of Ed member. No, I'm just saying, like, whoa, what's going on?
What is mentioned for that? But game's not for me. I'm the first one game's for me.
Oh, Dennis in charge is going to call her. We're not comfortable with it. No. I don't know, after the fact.
Well, so let me ask you this. What would part two of that, when I say that, sorry, no problem. What do we want? What's next?
You could hope that with money would go.
Come and see you. Come and
they had a container at the concession stand.
Well, I'll be able to tell them how to do it. We want to
see as it is.
Better than we do.
Right. We need an explanation or something.
Well, right. If I was to say to her, listen, I got Ronnie and Mike coming to the field house, okay? Tomorrow at noon. Talk. Be there. But this is what we're talking about. Is that okay?
No, I can't make tomorrow noon.
No, no.
Yeah.
It's an example.
Yeah, I'm
not doing it.
I just mentioned to the chairman, and I don't know where St. Jude's is, this organization you mentioned.
Hospital. It's in Memphis.
Okay. Maybe the money should stay in the valley, especially the Derby area. We have needs, as Heather pointed out.
More about leaving people alone. We've got to shake down every time you come to visit us.
You don't need us more time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised. I don't know why that didn't come. You must have thrown out that
a 5-minute meeting is
Yeah.
Yeah, it's starting to get cool.
Well, I mean, I just would hope that if you're going to collect money, somebody should stay local.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah.
Stay local. Well, a local league.
Right here in Durham. Truth be said, St. Jude's Hospital is a wonderful, great place.
Marlo Thomas is a wonderful one.
All that. Well, this is Derby today.
Yeah.
To your point.
Yeah. I mean, we spent most of our meeting talking about, our needs, and then we're sending it
to... Jay, so we don't have the money to fulfill our physical needs. We are in trouble. I promise you that.
And our paycheck is Ryan Fuel Complex. That's our paycheck. What money could we draw for that to pay our bills?
Well, right. That's our wish. We're not doing
and,
that.
Right and now. The community center.
Yeah. That's it. You're right. That's our source.
Anything else?
How about Dunk Dennis at the football game?
Yeah, it'd be good for
we'll
your
knee. We'll make it kill it.
Heather
got a good arm.
This is what I want. Dunk me, and then don't say.
How many guys are going to tell you? We need 2 years notice, buddy.
Anything else we have on our agenda, Mrs. Dennis?
Yep, that's it.
No, that was it.
And I would make a motion that you adjourn.
Discussion? No? All in favor?
All in favor.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Okay. All right. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, everybody. I hope you enjoyed our outdoor meeting.
El fresco.
In January.
Next time you'll have to come in person so we can have the wine and cheese for everybody.
To make sure this door remains open for me.
I know. So,
are you there, Mark? I think I just
went. Yeah.